A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. A Pharisee in the Sanhedrin named Gamaliel, a teacher of the law, respected by all the people, stood up, ordered the apostles to be put outside for a short time, and said to the Sanhedrin, "Fellow children of Israel, be careful what you are about to do to these men. Some time ago, Theudas appeared, claiming to be someone important, and about 400 men joined him. But he was killed, and all those who were loyal to him were disbanded and came to nothing. After him came Judas the Galilean at the time of the census. He also drew people after him, but he too perished, and all who were loyal to him were scattered. So now I tell you, have nothing to do with these men, and let them go. For if this endeavor or this activity is of human origin, it will destroy itself. But if it comes from God, you will not be able to destroy them. You may even find yourselves fighting against God." They were persuaded by him. After recalling the apostles, they had them flogged, ordered them to stop speaking in the name of Jesus, and dismissed them. So they left the presence of the Sanhedrin, rejoicing that they had been found worthy to suffer dishonor for the sake of the name. And all day long, both at the temple and in their homes, they did not stop teaching and proclaiming the Christ Jesus. The Word of the Lord. These apostles who preached in the name of Jesus were arrested, reprimanded, and flogged. And they rejoiced that they had been found worthy to suffer dishonor for the sake of the name. What a transformation. These are the same men who deserted Jesus when he was arrested. What made them so brave and zealous now? And how could they be grateful for such treatment? I remember when I was a novice making retreat before profession. Our retreat director was speaking about surrender and trust. He asked us to think, was there something in our life at that time that we thought we could not surrender? Was there something that God might be asking of us and we were not able to surrender it? My father was ill at the time, and I thought, yes, I cannot imagine his dying. I know I will not be able to accept this. It would be easier for me to die before him, so I would not have to endure the grief and all that entails. The retreat director then said, "That's okay. Today you would not be able to handle it. But when the time comes and you are faced with a challenge, you will be able to handle it, because you will be given the grace to do so at the time you need it." My father died soon after my profession, and I experienced just what I heard at that retreat. I remember being at my father's wake and thinking, "Look at me. I'm sad, but I'm not falling apart. I'm handling this." God gave me the grace when I needed it. I was called to trust that God would be there for me and give me the strength I needed when the time came. These men who had not the courage to remain faithful to Jesus when he was arrested, who were so afraid after he was put to death, these same men now are determined to speak his name daily at the temple and in their homes. And when they are punished for doing so, they count it an honor to suffer for the sake of the name. We know what made the difference. They had received the Holy Spirit, and they were spurred on and totally committed to making Jesus known. They could not have even imagined such a transformation before they received the Holy Spirit, but Jesus sent them the help they needed to change and to trust and to be his faithful witnesses. I need to remember that when I experience fear, when I imagine some terrible situation which I don't think I'll be able to accept or survive. I need to remind myself of how God has provided the strength and courage I needed to work through many experiences in my life, some of which I thought I would not be able to withstand. To remember that the Holy Spirit is always with me, to offer me the grace, the help to deal with anything that may come into my life, and to trust that I will also be able to consider it a joy and an honor to surrender something to my God.